This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Your dial is set correctly to EUSAPrepares.com. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Am I ever blissed? Always on Wednesday.
and every other day.
Right.
Dr. Shealy, it was great to see you and Dr. Sergey Sorin at the meetup on Monday. What a fabulous presentation you both did, and I wanted to thank you for being there. It was truly extraordinary.
Well, is Dr. great fun.
Is Dr. Sorin with us?
No, he is such a night owl that he has trouble getting up this early sometimes.
Okay.
In that respect, we are 180 degrees different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Dr. Shealy, one of the things that I wanted to, I've got a whole bunch of questions for you here. At the meetup, you said something quite interesting, and you were talking about stress tests, and that what I'm saying is medical stress tests, where, you know, your doctor orders a procedure where you are stressed for cardiovascular, respiratory activity, and so forth. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that you talked about some complications, including death from that.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Indeed. A heart attack, and some of those people die right there on the treadmill.
It doesn't sound like that's something that I want to do.
Well, I mean, there's no indication to do that. If you've got symptoms, you get the simple test of, how much calcium do you have in your arteries? If you've got calcium in your arteries, you don't need a stress test. You know, and especially if you've got symptoms.
Okay, what about, is it just calcium in the arteries that you need to be concerned about? Or what about irregular heartbeats and so forth?
Well, that's different, of course. I mean, but even if you've got an irregular heartbeat, I don't see that as an indication for doing a stress test. That's going to make it worse.
Dr. Shealy, I remember when I lived in Virginia, there were people who had this, it seems like there's two versions of the stress test as I know of it. One of them where you get on a treadmill and they increase the inclination of that and they make you go faster and faster and they measure your heart rate and respiration and so forth. And then the other one is you just lie down and they take care of all that by injecting chemicals into your system.
Right.
And just the thought. Just the thought of lying down on a table and having someone inject intravenously chemicals that were going to stress your body to the point where it could kill you, people you don't even know, you haven't met them before, and there's nothing that you can do to reverse this once you're in this position where you're stressed and you can't move, can't speak, can't do anything, and they've taken over, and you know, maybe they're on their cell phones, not paying attention. That's the last thing I want to do.
Well, you know, interesting, some of the medicines used during these stress tests can cause wheezing, shortness of breath, asthma. Some of these symptoms, quote, are severe and require treatment. And the risk of death is only 1 in 5,000. But arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, is not uncommon. And you may need treatment in a hospital if that happens. And you can faint because of low blood pressure. And on it goes. I mean, why do a test when you could go on symptoms, and if you know you've got calcium in there, then the question is, how far are you going to go in treatment then? And, of course, the treatment they're trying to push you into is carnitine bypass surgery or CABG, and that's really not even good kraut.
Okay, coronary bypass surgery. So let's talk about that, Dr. Shilley. What is that, and what would the procedure be?
Well, first of all, they break your breastbone and rip open your chest, and then they put you on a pump to pump your blood because they're going to stop the heart from beating, and they take a vein out of your leg and patch it in to, quote, bypass some of the clogged arteries in your heart. And if you survive, and by the way, the risk there is between 1 and 3 or 4%. In fact, in other words, 1 in 3 to 4 out of 100 die on the table. And it does not prolong life. That's the big thing about coronary bypass surgery. You know, it's given for a life-threatening disease. Theoretically, when you're going through that big an operation, you want it to prolong your life at least. It does get rid of coronary pain, angina pectoris, because it destroys the nerve supply to your heart. But it doesn't prolong life, and there's a very high instance of what they, you know, passively call a cognitive dysfunction, which means you don't think right because your brain's been damaged.
As a result of this procedure?
Yeah, because of being on pump. That pump that's pumping your heart artificially can cause complications, like a tiny stroke.
Well, from what I remember, you know, they say these tiny strokes are really strokes. It's not like it's a tiny stroke. It's still a stroke.
Little or big, it's still a stroke.
Wow. So, Dr. Shilley, am I hearing this right, that this is a procedure that you do not recommend?
I do not recommend it. In fact, I've threatened, haven't done it, because do not open tattooed on my chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was very concerned about that as I heard it, and I wanted to make sure that we made sure our class fully understood. And there are a lot of people who have these bypass surgeries. Now, is this the same as a quadruple bypass?
Oh yeah, that's 4 versus 5 arteries that they're passing.
Okay, Dr. Shilley, do you have any stories that you'd like to share with us? Let's say when you were in medical school that you think might be interesting to our broadcast classroom. You know, personal stories that maybe an experience that you had that would be educational. Well, residency, medical school, internship.
Well, I guess the one that is most was doing my residency in neurosurgery at the Massachusetts General Hospital, the number one hospital in the world, they brag. In the Department of Neurosurgery, the number two person who was already capped to become number one within a couple of years was carrying out a huge number of research projects on every patient with a malignant brain tumor, one of the common things in neurosurgery. And it was totally unethical, immoral, beyond belief. He would take patients who had this tumor and surgery would go 2 or 3 times as long as it should because he was doing experiments where he would cut out a little piece of normal brain and compare it with a piece of brain tumor when he had injected some boron compound into their bloodstream, or taking people and putting them on a pump and perfusing their brain with 108-degree temperature of nitrogen mustard, that sort of thing. And I went to the bishop of the Episcopal diocese. I happen to be Episcopalian. And I gave him this list of something like 17 immoral projects that were going on. And he went to the board, supposedly didn't mention my name, but a week later I'm called in to the number one chief head of the department. Well, Norm, anyone who would question Bill Sweet has got to be sick. You've got to see the head of psychiatry. And so I go to number three man in the department. They look there to lock me up. He said, you don't have to see their chief. You just have to see a senior Takashi, you see Mandel Cohen. So I saw Mandel Cohen for about 3 months, and I'm the only neurosurgeon in history who was ever declared legally sane. And he said, tomorrow I'm presenting my results. Gentlemen, he's sane. Well, I'm then called back in. Oh, this would be terrible if the press got it. I said, look, I've been to the bishop. I've done my thing. A week later, my obituary appeared in the Boston Globe. In other words, they didn't get me declared insane, but if I wasn't careful, I could wind up in the Charles River.
Mm-hmm.
And to put a long story short, over the next year, over $3 million annual research was stopped by the bishop. I would think that's probably the outstanding story from my entire medical school and post-medical school training.
So, Dr. Shealy, would you say that in the past and maybe even currently, people who go in for surgery are being experimented on without their knowledge? Do you think that continues?
I think it is probably rare, as it was there. You know, but I'm sure it happens. I mean, way back, there were experiments where they were just opening your chest and not doing anything and closing it. And you didn't know whether you were the guinea pig.
Wow.
And they found that didn't work.
My grandfather was telling me a story about World War I battlefield wounds and how there was this man that he knew who had an operation, and he had these complications after it. He had lots and lots of pain, and he wasn't right, didn't feel right. He was very weak, and so finally the patient asked to be opened up again and have another look, and they found the sponge.
Yeah.
Have you heard those stories?
Oh, yes, no question about it. The incidence of that is extremely rare. Theoretically, there's supposed to be a nurse who's watching the number of sponges, counting the number of sponges that are put into a wound and the number taken out. But it happens.
Yeah. Extremely, extremely sad. And, you know, there's a story of a dentist, and he had to call after the patient gets home, and the patient says, well, how long am I supposed to leave this gauze in? He said, well, let's see, how long has it been? Another 10 minutes. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I read a story last night that I found extremely disturbing, and the reason I'd like to share this story with our class and you is there a medical reason why people behave this way? And let me tell you what, let me read you this, or share the story. It's on the Daily Mail, and it says, police release chilling body cam footage of the moments before an unarmed father of two was shot dead in a hotel by Arizona police officer. And then it says that, but crucially admits the moment he begged for his life. So what happened was this man, Daniel Shaver, he's 26, he was in a hotel because he was staying over for his work, and he's a pest control guy. And the police in Mesa, Arizona, were told, allegedly, that someone was pointing a gun in a window. So the officers showed up on the scene. They ordered everyone out of the area in that hallway. And then they allegedly crashed into his room, told him to beg, told him to crawl, and his pants were coming down as he was crawling along the floor. He moved to pull up his pants. They told him, don't do that again. You know, basically do what we tell you to do. And they shot him five times and killed him. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is this was an execution. And so the police officer that shot him five times was charged with second-degree murder. And then if you look at the picture of this police officer, and I'll post this on the website. He's got all the accoutrements. He's got his glasses. He's got his radio. He's got you know, his gun and everything you could possibly think of. And this police officer's got tattoos all over his arms. He looks like he is ready for a fight. And the question I have is, there's a picture of four cops right outside this one man's hotel room. They get him on the floor. He's not armed, but he does have two pellet rifles that he uses in his pest extermination business with him. Okay? He has them. And they execute him. The question I have is there something medically that has happened to people, either chemically, medically, something? Do we have any idea what is causing the government minions to just shoot first and then worry about it later? Do we know of anything that's causing this? Because it's absolutely out of control all over the country.
I don't think anybody knows. I think that what it really amounts to is fear. In other words, the police themselves increasingly fear for their own lives and therefore don't use common sense. That's the only thing I can, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's ramped up in these meetings that they have just before they're dispatched on their shift. Okay, boys and girls, okay, we want to make sure that everybody goes home to their families. So,
Be sure to shoot first.
Yeah, that took the words right out of my mouth. Literally, that's what I was thinking. Yep. Be sure you shoot first. And this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And what happened in Baltimore, that black man who was put in the paddy wagon, he was handcuffed, not strapped in. And I believe, and I can't prove it, but I've heard, I was on the in the truck on the way back from the meetup on Monday, you know, I heard some of the names that most people would recognize, the broadcasters, talking about it, and you know how good that justice was served. And really, so you put a guy in the back of a paddy wagon and you leave him loose there. He can't protect himself from a fall because his hands are behind his back, and then you take him for a ride through the city streets, and you make right turns, left turns, sharp turns, quick acceleration, quick stops, and this guy's rolling around like a ping pong ball, and then he dies of all these bruises and broken bones and injuries as a result of that ride. And then, oh, it's okay, you know, because he wasn't necessarily a nice guy. So the man that they put in the back of this paddy wagon, they said, well, he had priors. Oh yeah. So that means that what you do is you just beat him up, and then you get away with murdering him intentionally or unintentionally with impunity. I have a problem with this. I really do. Dr. Shulian, I'll be right back. And let's talk about losing weight.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, earlier this week, I was talking with a gentleman who was telling me about rapid weight loss, and he and his wife had experienced very quick weight loss, significantly, almost, well, let's say 8% of his weight and her weight. They both simultaneously had this rapid weight loss, and they're both eating the same food, but the food that they're eating, I was told, is not quality food because of economic reasons. So they weren't able to afford what we might consider to be, you know, really good, healthy, raw food because of the cost. And both of them experienced this very rapid weight loss and thought that, you know, maybe it might have to do with cancer. And I mentioned this last Monday at the meetup, and And the thought was, well, because both of them have experienced the same exact thing, it probably is not cancer. Is that right?
Well, that is true. I think, although obesity in itself is an increased risk, care is an increased risk of cancer, but for both of them to develop it at the same time, it sounds to me more like some basic metabolic nutritional deficiency, for cumulative from eating junk food.
So are you saying, Dr. Shealy, that the problem is that because the food is not high quality, because we'll call it junk food, because the consumption of junk food is what's happened, that the body is deficient in vitamins, minerals, supplements, and so forth, and therefore cannot operate at an optimal level, and therefore weight loss?
Yeah, that's the most likely thing in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me, based on that, that the natural conclusion would be if we could return to healthier food, the problems will tend to go away.
Right.
Okay. Now, how important is exercise in one's daily life? So I can see, someone who... Well, I saw it at Sam's Club. I saw some people riding around in these battery-powered carts. They will walk from their car in the handicapped parking spot, which is really close. They'll walk from their car to the door, and they'll hop in one of these battery-powered carts and ride through the store. Now, is this a spiral down from what I'm saying is once you embark on this where you ride around rather than push a cart yourself, is this the spiral down to where you become weaker and weaker and weaker over time such that then you can't even get in the cart? Battery powered.
The evidence is overwhelming that the less you stand, let alone walk, the worse it is for your health long term. Mm-hmm. So once again, cancer, diabetes, heart attack, all are increased in people who are inactive.
Joey called me one day, and he was mentioning, Joey in Michigan, one of our instructors' class, was mentioning that, he said, did you ever see people in Walmart? He said there's this new observation that he had, and maybe it's even a trend, where people are, and this would be middle-aged and older, are pushing their carts, but they're not really pushing their carts. They're actually leaning leaning on their carts as if the carts were a disguised walker. Literally leaning on the cart, putting weight on their arms, taking weight off their legs, putting it on the arms, transferring it to the cart, and using the cart as a walker. And I said, wow, you're absolutely right. And so as I went to the Chinese factory outlet again and went to Sam's Club, I see this. I see people using their carts as walkers. Dr. Shealy, what does this tell us? Does this tell us that what we used to be able to do, I'm talking about in the 1950s, 60s, maybe even the 70s, we can't do anymore because we're that unhealthy? Is that what's going on?
Yes. The United States is listed among world countries as being something like number 37th in health. In other words, there are 36 countries that are healthier than we are. And yet we spend a minimum of twice what any other country does on medical services. Not health services. We don't spend anything on health. We spend a hell of a lot on medicine.
Mm-hmm. And it's very sad. It really is. And I mentioned to the family, we're having dinner last night, my mom, our son, Mrs. Finelli, and I. We're having a traditional 1950s family dinner here at the farmhouse. And I mentioned that we absolutely are tied to the use of using a four-wheeler to do farming now. Now, it used to be that farmers would walk wherever they went, or they'd hop on a tractor, or maybe even get on a horse, depending on how far. But it takes too long to saddle up a horse, you know, to go, you know, half a mile round trip or a mile round trip on the farm. Now, Dr. Shuley, I will just go out to the four-wheeler, hit the electric start button, hop on the four-wheeler, ride down the road, maybe a half a mile on our dirt road, and then pull into one of our fields, check the cows, walk among the cows, make sure everybody's happy and everybody's healthy and there's no problems and no one's hurt, and then hop back on the four-wheeler and come back home. Now, the reason I do that is it'll save me about an hour. But we are looking at these devices as now they're required for the kind of farming that we do. And we're using machines more and more. And ultimately, I can see where we have less exercise. But overall, we get out of our car, it's heated, we drive to work, you know, get out, walk a short distance to the parking lot, sit down, get in the cube, start typing on the keyboard, go to lunch, come back from lunch, get in our car, and drive home, and that's it. That's the exercises from the car to the parking lot and back.
Well, you know, I suspect that even though you may use the cart for that kind of thing, that you do a heck of a lot of other on your legs, on your feet.
I do, yes. Yeah. Well, I have to carry things, carry heavy salt blocks and bring them out to the cows. And what I try to do is I try not to just slumber along. I try to walk briskly and, you know, improve my cardiovascular system. I try to make it exercise rather than just a leisurely stroll, you know, to the cows. Now, when I'm with the cows, I make it leisurely because I don't want to excite them and have them think something's going to happen and have them stampede and run me over. But other than that, I try to, you know, walk faster than a standard pace. But I'm wondering if we as a society are just slowing down, and using the carts to lean on and the carts, the battery-powered carts to ride around on because it's more convenient. I wonder if that's really detrimental overall to us. And I what I'm hearing you say is, yeah. I don't know what the answer is.
The answer is to sort of stand up and move.
Sure. So I was in the shower this morning, Dr. Shuley, and I was thinking about mold and mildew. Not that I saw any. And I want to share with our class something that Mrs. Finelli does, something that I do, something that my mom has done for many, many, many years. And that is, we have a shower that has a tiled shower. When we're done with the shower, we wipe it down with a towel. Well, we found an easier way to do it, and that is with a squeegee. And so the squeegee is about almost a foot wide. It's all plastic, and it hangs from that soap hanger, that soap rack that hangs from the shower head area. And all we do is, you know, when we're done with the shower, we just take this squeegee, and within a minute, we have wiped the water off the tile walls, all three walls. And then instead of having a glass shower door, it has a nylon shower curtain. And what I do is I stretch that out so it has maximum surface area and let the water evaporate very quickly. And give it so it doesn't, it's not all bunched up and it doesn't get moldy. Now the reason I'm mentioning all this is I'm wondering how many of us are sick as a result of the mold that may be in our showers. Have you had any thoughts or experience with people who have come to you and you say, wait a minute, what about your shower? You have any black mold or yellow mold or orange mold or brown mold? Or do you have any mold in your shower? Is that what's going on? I mean, have you had an experience with that in the course of your medical practice?
I have had a few patients who unequivocally have severe allergic, immune problems as a result of exposure to the mold, no question about it. And it, you know, I think this area, it does have more mold than some areas in the country. We tend to have a more humid atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, you know, one thing that might increase the mold for those of us who live on farms and who have well water is we don't have the chlorine in the water to help eliminate mold in our showers. And I'm wondering about the trade-off of inhaling that chlorine infused water that comes from the municipal water supply in the shower. Let's say we're in the shower for 5 or 10 minutes, and we are breathing that chlorine gas that comes right out of the shower head, atomized just for our breathing pleasure, and comparing that with the mold that would grow if you don't have that, or tend to be growing faster. Dr. Shealy, is that shower water with chlorine dangerous? Let's talk about that when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you'd like to sign up for the same newsletter that I get, normsheely.com, normsheely.com. Dr. Norman Shealy releases his newsletters for your edification multiple times per week. It's absolutely free. So, normsheely.com. Dr. Shealy, when we take a shower and we use municipal water, like if I travel and I'm in a hotel or motel room and the water's chlorinated, and I can absolutely sense the difference between the water we have here at the farmhouse and the water that comes out of the shower head or even out of the faucet in these hotel rooms. I can't drink the water. It's terrible. I mean, it's foreign to me. But I have a feeling that it's not foreign to everybody because they're more used to it, these chemicals that are added to the water. Are we poisoning ourselves with water that comes out of the shower that we shower with, spend 5-10 minutes in the shower?
Yes.
And if it's
the incidence of cancer in people who bathe and drink chlorinated water is almost twice what it is in people who don't do that. That's the bottom line.
Wow. And I remember speaking to many groups across the country at these prepper events, these preparedness and survival type events. And I talked to them about the cell phones and the electromagnetic radiation and talked about the incidence of cancer. And the last one in Tennessee, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that to me it's clear that cancer is increasing at an increasing rate. And I said, well, let me ask you, how many of you know of cancer in your family? Well, I'll tell you what, let me ask it a different way. How many of you do not know someone who has cancer in your family? Is there any family who doesn't have cancer? Just one. Is there any? You know, and no one said that, no, we're good. We're good. We don't have cancer in our family. Not one person in a couple days worth of seminars. And I said, okay, well, if you think that what I'm saying is, you know, partially true, maybe even half true, about the link between cell phones and cancer, brain cancer, if you think it's just partially true, how many of you are willing to give up your cell phones? Not one. Dr. Shuley, I've done this about, I'm guessing around 10 times, somewhere around 10 times in the last year and a half or so. No one is willing to give up his or her cell phone to prevent cancer or to minimize their own risk of cancer. No one, absolutely no one that I've talked to in these seminars is willing to do it. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is, does this kind of thinking or lack of thinking tie to what you see in the medical profession about people taking care of themselves? For example, yeah, I know that Coke is bad for me. I'm talking about Coca-Cola. I know it's bad for me, but I love it. That kind of attitude. Or I know that Fritos, Cheetos, and all these other snack foods are bad for me, but I really like them. Are you seeing these kinds of things in the medical as symptoms of bad behavior that are causing people to harm themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Through their own idiotic behavior?
You got it. Let's face it. Vince, only 3% of people, only 3% have even the most essential basic four habits. That doesn't include all the other crap.
Dr. Shuley, is there an answer? Is there an answer, or do we just say, you know what, you guys are just too dumb when you kick the...
The uncommon commodity.
I'm just wondering. Yeah, I'm just wondering if they're helping the rest of us who are paying attention to improve the gene pool by their demise through their own stupidity.
Yep, you got it.
Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is gas. I'm talking about indigestion, gas, flatulence, and the relationship to helping disease. Believe it or not, I'm not kidding. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.